Great.
Time is it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's begin. Okay. All right. Okay, let's begin. First few Nakudas I want to mention before we go bite in the Gemara. So let's get them. There's one more Mahalach we didn't get to yesterday, so I want to begin with that. If you recall, we had a Chiddush in the Tosfos, in Tosfos Divrei Maskil Hibbur Yesema. Tosfos we worked so hard on, that Tosfos Hibbur Yesema, we had a kasha. Tosfos said, after he asked the kasha that by Eishes Yisrael you could still come up with fake. Yished Shem on Eschadu, it was his answer. Then he asked him, Tomar, we should establish on a Cheskes Heter. You remember that kasha? When we reviewed the Tosfos outside, Tosfos asked you, should you assume that there's a Cheskes Heter? Heter Labayla. So, I want to just focus now, the first Mahalach we got on this kasha. Because the truth of the matter is that Tosfos' terrace was, well, she was raped, and there's always a kol. Since there was no kol, when a woman is raped, therefore we have Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba Adif. So, Lamaisa, the truth of the matter is, Tosfos went on and asked, he said, but Lamaisa, if you tell me there's a rov ratzon, the whole sfek sfek and the gemara should go up in smoke, because rov that she did ratzon. So Tosfos answered that the rov is only midrabanan, right? The rov is only midrabanan. Weak. The way we said it is weak. We said in the Chabura on Thursday in the Kotel, Daniel, you were there, that whenever you find a concept that is midrabanan, that means it's a weak concept. It's not strong like the Yiraisa. Like we gave the Chabura on Shibudim. Shibudim are the Yiraisa drabanan. So when you said Shibudim drabanan, we said it was a weak concept. So the rov is weak. What does that imply, guys, though? What does that imply? That if the rove was a starker rove, what will be the din? That it would work mina Torah, and you wouldn't say sveik sveik. Is that correct? Doesn't that imply like that? That if this was a rove gomer, the whole sveik sveik in the Gemara would go out the window. No? Isn't that implied from Tosfos? Right? You got that, Nakuda? It's implied that it's a rove gomer, Gabi, the whole sveik sveik in the Gemara. Wow. What's a sveik sveik in the Gemara? Tachtav in a tachtav. Im tipsu in a tachtav. It was onus a ratzom. If you claim to me that rove yasi is rove gomer, then the whole sveik sveik should go out the window. No? That's what implies from Tosfos. Tosfos stood on and said to say a rove is the rabbanan. But as a rove gomer, nothing. No sveik sveik. You're done. So, I have a kash on that. Why are you done? Yeah, in other words, Tosfos said that if the rove is with the Rabbanan, then it's, Tosfos asked the kasha. Tosfos established that if rove women and they have this nus is baratzah, right? So if that's the case, Tosfos says the whole sveik sveik in the Gemara should go out of hand. That was a sveik sveik in the Gemara. Taktav in a taktav, in a taktav, onus a ratzah. But rove a ratzah, so the whole second subject should fall, right? So Tosfos said the rove is the Rabbanan. We gave two hesberim why the rove is the Rabbanan. Either because it's sociological, we said last week, based on the Ritva, or we said because of Pnei Yeshua, Rover, Tzedekesis. So Mestama, they did it bonus. But what does it imply from Tosfos? That if the rove is a rove gomer, what's the din? The whole sveik sveik would go up in smoke. Is that correct? Why would the whole sveik sveik go up in smoke, says the Pnei Yeshua. That's what I gave it to Pnei Yeshua here. Pnei Yeshua frek the kasha. And Yeshua asks, he says, why would the whole sveik sveik go up in smoke if it's a rov gomer? You have a miut. There's still a miut. There's a miut of women that do it ba'onis. So you should be starved the miut, right? With the possibility that it's enon tachtav. So that's what the Pnei Yeshua frekta kasha. Lefi the Rashba, that sveik sveik works me din rov, we know. The suffix rishon is shakul. And the suffix shen is 50-50. The suffix shen is the mute lahakil. Why can't we mitzdarif the mute? That they did a bonus with the suffix that it was what? That it was enotachtov. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, we would what? We would still have our sveik sveik. That's the kasha to Pnei Yeshua. Daniel, you got me? Tosfos implies that if it's a rove gomer, where the whole gomer goes up in smoke. There's no longer a sveik sveik. The only reason why it's okay because a rov the rabbanon. But if it be a rov gomer, those snake would go up in smoke. Why would it go up in smoke? I still have a mute of girls that do a bonus. Mitzarif that with what? Mitzarif that with the half that what? That is enotachtav, and therefore well, you'll still have their snake. Based on the Rashba, that's a snake is mitam rov. That's the kasher of Pnei Yehoshua. Okay? So it must be, says the Pnei Yehoshua, I want you to get this, that Tosis holds the mute as command the Leis Adami. You must say that Tosis is echoing the Rabbanan Shita, that the mute is bogus. This is against the Rabbeinu Tam in Bechayrus Adav Chofim and Beis, that says mute works to Messiah HaChazakeh, so too, the mute should work to Messiah the Sveik Zeke, and he leaves it as a Sarachim. He says, our Tosis would be against Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? Our Tosis is against Rabbeinu Tam. Because if you talk like Rabbeinu Tam, Eli, the mute is Messiah, the Chazak over there in Bukharis Chafim and Beis, so too the mute should make the Seik Seika here.
But he's saying it doesn't.
Yeah, he's saying our Tosis against Rabbeinu Tam. If you yell like Rabbeinu Tam, you get stuck with the Kasha.
What is Rabbeinu Tam saying?
Rabbeinu Tam has a Chiddush there in Bukharis and Avchof that a mute can be mitzarif with Chazak. Okay? Even though Lamaisa we go like the Rabbanan, Slachumra. Even though we go like Rabbanan against Rameir command Leisadami, but he says Lechumri should be Machmer. Okay? So Lamaisa, that's the Kasha of the Pnei Yehoshua, and he gives that Teretz. But I wanted to point out that this Kasha is similar to the Rivosh. The Rivosh, in Simonin Shinai and Beis, asked the Kasha on the Taisus, and he asked the following Kasha. What was the Kasha he asked? He said, I don't understand the Taisus. What did Taisus say? Taisus said, Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba Adif. Why don't you say smoke mute the onus to the mechsu v'shalohaya tachtav? So it comes out, Lamaisa, that the ratzon tachtav is only a mute. Right? Why did Taisus say, Rubiv v'chazaka rubo adiv, and you're done, because whatever there's a call, woman's rape, there's a call, but here there was no call. So rubiv v'chazaka rubo adiv. What do you mean rubiv v'chazaka rubo adiv? There's a mute that they did it by onus. Mitztarif with the chazoke. Mitztarif that with the chazoke hecheskes hetzer. So the same type of kasha that the Pnei Yehoshua asked on what? Asked on this Duke of Tosis, that if it be a Rov Gomer, the Rivosh asked on Tosis. So the Rivosh answers, and I want you to get this, and this Rabbi Kivagas is a similar answer, okay, is as follows. Is you can only create a team if they're on the same page. I'll give you an example. Let's say you have a guy who's married to a woman, he has no kids. He dies without any kids. What do? You do Yibum if you have a surviving brother. Well, he had no brother. The mother, his mother was pregnant when he died. So what are the possibilities? What are the possibilities? It could be a miscarriage. It could be a viable child. And even if it's a viable child, maybe it's a female. So there's no Din Yibum. So you know what the Gemara says in the end of Yevamos? The Gemara says, you know, we can mitzarif there, the mute of the Mapelos, mute of women miscarry, with the mechso that it's in the keva, and therefore that will be gurin that the males will only be a mute. That you can be mitzarif as a tag team. You follow me? Half boys, half girls. Half boys, half girls. So he says, mitzarif the fact that what? Mitzarif the fact that it's a mute of mapelis, of miscarriages, with the half of the females, and that should make only the males a mute, and therefore you got nothing to worry about. And that's a good example, Pinchas, of what? The mute being what? You want to close the thing. And therefore, that's a good example of the mute being mitzarif with what? With the chazaka, or with the case of Mechsa. So he says, here, you can't have that, Lamaisa. Here, Lamaisa, what's the mute? What's the mute? The mute is the women that are raped. Is that mitzarif with the Mechsa, that it wasn't tachtav? That's not mitzarif with the half that wasn't tachtav. What does one have to do with another? The mechsa wasn't tachtav. It's not misnaged the rov of ratzon.
Why is it a mechsa that it's tachtav?
No, 50-50. Tachtav eno tachtav. Within the 50 that it's tachtav, it's onus a ratzon. That's the way we broke it down. They're equal possibilities.
Equal possibilities. That doesn't necessarily make it. Meaning they're both possible, but that doesn't necessarily.
Right, but I'm just saying for our purposes, Lomaisa, for our purposes of Avana, even better, what you're saying. But they're not mitzarif. The fact that it's a mute of onus, it's not mitzarif and otachta. They don't go together. So that's what Rabbi Akiva Eigner wants to say, halacha lemaisa. That's why lemaisa, you can't really say that the mute it's not messiah lemechsa. The mechsa that wasn't tachtav, it's not misnaged to the rov ratzon. They're not on the same page. Memeila, the ratzon machmas the rov, halacha lemaisa is a ratzon, is machmas rov. It's only one suffix, it was tachtav. So that's the teretz that we want to give. The teretz that we want to give is that, let's get it down. Again, the Pnei Yoshua wanted to be medayik. You follow me, Johnny? That if it would be a rov gomor, what would be the din? The Sfek Seker would go up in smoke. Why would the Sfek Seker go up in smoke? Mitharf the meal with the chazaka, correct? So he said, Tyson, Bechayres, Rabbeinu Tanis, the meal is Messiah, the chazaka. So it should mute the Sfek Seker. Maybe Tyson's the meal is come out of the lace of them. Okay, that's fine. But another teretz you could give is kind of like the answer the Rivash and Rabbi Kiveger give, is that the truth of the matter is that the miyud and the chazak only mitzarf together if they're on the same page. Here they're not necessarily on the same page. And therefore, if that's the case, you're not going to mitzarf a miyud le chazak. Now in Kedushin, where's the Makor and Shas where the miyud's mitzarf to chazaka? By the dough. The miyud of babies don't play with rats. And the Isa was in the status of what? Of Tahorah. So that goes well. That goes well. In the Shas, they go well together. So who says you can starve two things together that shouldn't really go well together? Okay, that's one teretz I want to give. Another teretz, let's give two other terutzim to this kasha. Let's give two other terutzim to this kasha. The Nesivis answers, the Nesivis in his Sefer Koelis Yaakov and Rachaim Simon Tov Sari Chesiv Gimel answers that the whole svar of the Pnei Yoshua, that the mute of ownership and starve the mechsa shalav tachtov, Like we're saying, Daniel, is only when you start the suffix, if it was tachtav, reino tachtav, and that's a suffix shakel, then you're going to start, is it onus or ratzel, right? The classical sveik we have in the Shas, in our Gemara. But if you start the suffix, was it baratzon or onus, and then you want to say it was baratzon, you can't have a suffix whether it's tachtav or not tachtav, because the mute's already gone. The mute's already gone. If you start the suffix with ratzon or onus in your machmir because of the rove that it was ratzon, there's only one suffix. Right? One suffix, you say suffix, you're right, it comes out the sfeik sake, it's not misapech. It's not mahani. In other words, the second third of the kashers, it's not flippable. Because when do we say it's flippable in the classical case? Taklim in a taklim, so no taklim, maybe it was onus or ratzon. Go the other way. Onus or ratzon, even if it was ratzon, maybe it was enotachtav, right? That's flippable. This is not flippable. Once you say what? Once you say onus or ratzon, what are you going to say? It's ratzon. The Rov told me it's ratzon already. There's nothing to pilpul about. There's nothing to pilpul about. All you have a suffix was tachtav reino tachtav. So that's suffix derais l'chumra. And it's the same way as you said last week, l'safek, because it's not going to be flippable, even saying the first sa'at. Remember we said l'safek with Rabbi Kiveger can be saying it the first sa'at. So a second teretz of that kasha spinchas is not flippable. It doesn't go right. Because again, what are we dealing with here? We're dealing with Eishis Yisroel, right? We're dealing with Eishes Yisrael, and we're saying that what? We're saying that Tyson said, implied that it was a good rov, you're done. Why is it a good rov, you're done, Lamaisa? You can start the meal with the chazaka. The teretz is that in this particular Ibai Yisrael, the Eishes Yisrael, right? Halacha Lamaisa, rov is ratzon. Once you say rov is ratzon, that's it. You can't say that it's flippable, Lamaisa. It's not flippable. So that's what another answer why you can't what? Why you can't starf the meal with chazaka, because this is fake, it wouldn't be flippable because of what? Because of your rove. And then a third answer to the kasha I want you to get is with Shimon Shkup in the Shari Yosher, okay? Shari Yosher says like the rove, it's a canon, fake. And therefore if it's a canon, fake means there's no latest asofik. Oh, so if Shimon says that's Dafka Lamaisa, and that's the concept of fake, but he says where you decide it was onus or ratzon through a rove, the suffix sheni then is one suffix, and suffix deraisa l'chumrah. So the suffix sheni is a suffix ashakal. The mute doesn't make it into a suffix. The mute's gone already. So it's a canon when it's a canon. It's not a canon because you destroyed half the canon because the rov said rov ratzel. So the mail is nothing left. So l'maisa, you can't even start from mute l'chazaka. So let's summarize this first mahalach. Again, the first mahalach, guys, let's get it. Tosis implied that if it was a rov gomor, l'maisa, those fake in the gomorrah would go out. Why would it go out? Take the mute of onus with the chazaka that with the half that's enotachtav. So that was the kasha of the Pnei Yoshua Lefi, the Rashi. So we said one teretz is maybe our Tosis holds the mute is a zero, echoing the Rabbanan. Keman the Leisadon. Gentz Rabbeinu Tam and Bechayrus. That was Mitzarf the mute lechazaka. So the mute should Mitzarf the Seksek. Okay. So that's one teretz. Another teretz we said is in order to say mute with chazaka, they have to be on the same page. They have to be pointing in the same direction. Here they're not necessarily pointing in the same direction. They're not pointing in the same direction. The mute that their onus is, tells me something about Enot Tachta doesn't tell me anything about that. So you're not going to say a mute of Chazaka. Right? That's the second teretz we said. Kind of like what the Rivash said, Lamaisa. Like the Rivash asked on Taisis and he gave his answer. That how can you say this concept of what Ruba L'Chazaka Ruba is smoke mute L'Chazaka V'Sulei Ruba. So he said he can, unless they're on the same page. That same answer would answer this kasha, right? A third teretz is what? The Nesivis that says what? It's not flippable. Once you say onus and rutzim, you already answer rover rutzim. There's nothing to talk about. There's only one suffix left. It's not flippable. And the fourth teretz is what? Reb Shimon. Seik is a canon. This is no canon. Because the rov takes away half the canon. It's not a canon. It's not powerful as the latest song. So those are four terutsim that we want to say to that kasha. But I want you to get down in Shas. Reb Meir is the one who's koshel mute. The Rabbanan has come out of Leisa Dami. So that first answer is very, very, very palatable, very acceptable to us. When the Rabbanan and say mute has come out of Leisa Dami. So what's the whole kasha, Ramais? What's the whole kasha, Johnny? You follow me? The whole kasha doesn't start. You hold like the Rabbanan has come out of Leisa Dami. So why should you ask such a kasha? Rabbeinu Tam said it l'chumra, according to the Rabbanan. Okay? Yes, go ahead, Gabi.
Isn't Rav Shimon very similar to the answer he said it's not flippable? Because he said once it's rutzel, that's...
Yeah, it's similar, but it's not working that way that a seik has to be flippable. It's saying that a seik is a powerful concept, and it has to be a powerful concept. If you break up one of the seik, it's best in the row, it's not powerful anymore. It's a little different. It's a good point. Ezra Yanakasha, you're real quick, go ahead.
I didn't understand the svara that they're on different pages. So they're being kept
fine. Yeah, because the mute that she's raped, how does that speak about when she had the beer? That doesn't speak about that she was enotachtav. You can't just stam randomly choose smoke mute l'chazaka.
The chesed hadar doesn't necessarily mean either that she was enotachtav. It could just mean that she...
Sure it does. In this scenario it does.
Can't it also refer to the fact that she did it b'rachom? The onis, sorry.
No. Tosos is asking on the Sfek Seka of the Gemara. Based on Rove Ruts on the Sfek Seka of the Gemara should go out. Right. The classical Sfek Seka. So the mute that there was onus doesn't speak to Eino Tachtav. That's all. That's what I'm saying. Okay?
What I'm saying is if you combine
with Cheskes Heter, wasn't on the Gemara. Cheskes Heter was on the case of Eishes Yisrael.
Oh.
Right? Okay. You follow me?
I think so.
Remember what the case of Tosus was. Tosus brought up Cheskes Heter to ask on the case of Eishes Yisrael. Tosus asked on his role, based on Rov Ratzon, he asked on the Sfek Sfek in the Gemara.
Right, so now what are we trying to do? We're trying to combine that.
We're asking on that. How can you ask on the Sfek Sfek in the Gemara, Lamais, when there's a mute? That's what we said. What was Tosus' answer? That the Rov is the Rabbanan, yes?
Right.
Tosus was asking on the Sfek Sfek in the Gemara.
Right.
Tosus answered the Rov is the Rabbanan. What does that imply? What does that imply? That the rov was not tired, the seik would be destroyed. We ask why. Smoke miyutu l'chazak v'sulei ruba. You got me? I want you got to hold couple of myself. Which point? That's why we chazard over the places outside.
What are you combining exactly? What would you be combining?
We're combining the mute of women that were raped.
Okay.
With Eino Tachtov, the case of the Gemara. The seik, classical case. He wanted to destroy that by saying there's a rov ratzon. Why would it destroy it, we're saying? Take the mute that they were raped with the half that they don't talk to. You got it?
Half that they don't talk to of the chazak, you're saying?
No. Nothing to do with the chazak.
There's no chazak.
Nothing. You got to look in the Tosis. Look in the Tosis.
I understand what you're saying.
Tosis was asking based on the rov, on the sfeik in the Gemara. That has nothing to do with the chazaka.
I understand that. I'm asking, when Rebbe's saying we're combining the mute with something else, what is that other thing that we're combining it with?
Eino Tachtov!
Just the other side.
Yes, Eino Tachtov. That's what I'm saying to you. The Sveik in the Gemara. The Sveik in the Gemara. That's why I keep telling you. The Sveik in the Gemara. Tachtov, Eino Tachtov, Onus and Ratzon. Once you say it's Rov Ratzon, why does Tosis say the Rov Ratzon would win? Why would it beat the Sveik? You still can keep the Sveik alive. You follow me? Okay, good. That's the first mahalach. Okay? That's the first mile we have. Okay, number two. Yeah, go ahead.
So are we saying that it has to be like exactly 50-50 for it to work? Or
yeah, well, let's assume it's a Suffolk Shuckle. Let's assume it's a Suffolk Shuckle.
I'm saying there's only a row of gum or...
Let's assume when the Rashba talks about Sveik Sveikik Mimi Tam Rov, it's a Suffolk a Shuckle, which means 50-50, then 25-25.
I think if it was, according to, let's say at least the last opinion, Shari O'Shea, if it was 55-45,
right,
the Suffolk would there wouldn't be a Suffolk.
It seems that way. Seems that way, Avram. You make it a good point. It seems that way that this destruction of half the cannon is when it's a Suffolk a Shuckle. And if it wouldn't be a Suffolk a Shuckle, maybe you wouldn't say it, because the cannon would be kept alive. Okay, it's a good point. Okay, let's assume, though, it was a Suffolk a Shuckle to say that. That's what Shimon says. He could only say it by a Suffolk a Shuckle. So I'm assuming in all these cases we're dealing with a Suffolk a Shuckle. Okay? Very good. What'd you say? We don't know. We don't know whether, you know...
Tachlev ain't tachlev. The odds are that it was ain't tachlev.
Why? It's 50-50. How do you know?
She's only been tachlev for a year, and she's been ain't tachlev her whole life.
You mean in the regular case?
Yeah. Meaning in our Gemara, she's only been tachlev for a year, and she's been ain't tachlev for her whole life. The odds are it was ain't tachlev.
I mean, if you look in that Lamaisa, okay, it could be. But the Rashba Lamaisa, the way the Rashba says it, all Sveik's Vakers are like that. It's yeah. B'tam Rov.
Right, but I'm saying within the Reb Shimon and the whole thing. It's,
I mean, if you take latest Asofik, you mean?
Yeah.
If you take the Rov's shot, you mean? Yeah. That it has to be? You mean, okay. I mean, Daniel's making a good point. He's saying, you don't know when she was Mizana, right? So, how many years has she lived? So, it's a good point, too, as well. But I think for our purposes, we would assume, Lamaisa, that if you work with the Rashba's B'tam Rov, it doesn't have to be perfect,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
As long as you have a Rov, it's enough, 51-49.
Yeah.
But as Avram saying, if you say, like, Shimon, Lamaisa, that it's got to be a canon, so if the Suffolk Ashoka, then you have that. Okay? All right, very good. So that's the first Mahalakas. Okay, second, Johnny, let's go. All right, Johnny was asking me yesterday, let's get this. We got a lot to do, guys. Second case was the Yushalmi that I wanted to go over. Okay? Let's just go over to Yushalmi, and then we got to get to the third Nakuda that Ezra was asking and Yossi yesterday. You guys recall what the Yushalmi said? What did the Yushalmi say? We just got through saying that Taisa said the Rov is Minder Rabbanan, yes? Yeah? Shalom, the Rov is the Rabbanan. The Yushalmi, Lamaisa, first of all, the Taisa Rosh argues and says the Rov is Gomer. Okay, let's get it down. The Taisa Rosh argues and Taisa says the Rov is a Rov Gomer, not Midrabanan. We back this up, as Shimon pointed out in Seder. The Taisa Rosh did not quote, he quoted a different Yushalmi, right? A Pitu Iktana what? The other Yushalmi is a Pitu Iklav Onesu, correct? But he didn't quote this Yushalmi. Yushalmi, let's get down, says 6 years old. Okay? Yushalmi says 6 years old. Not Pchusvi Bashal Lashon Miachet, it says six. And it still would be called a what? It still would be Usher. Doesn't say Pchusvi Bashal, it still would be Usher. Why would it still be Usher? Our Bavli holds what? What does our Bavli hold, Ezra? That it's a Sveik Sveika. It's only got to be Pchusvi Bashalosh. If it's six, it's a Sveik Sveika. Yushalmi says it's Usher. Why does Yushalmi say it's Usher? Please get it down. Because even the age of six is good because Rov is Ratzon. It's a Rov Gomer. It's a Rov Gomer. Now, why does the Bavli hold that the age of six, Pinchas, is called a Sveik Sveika? What's the answer? The answer is because there's a Cheskes Heter. And therefore, what does the Cheskes Heter tell me? The Cheskes Heter tells me she's what? She's okay. So, Memela, the Gemara says it's a Sveik Sveika. There's a Cheskes Heter. Don't tell me Rov Ratzon. There's a Cheskes Heter offsetting Rov Ratzon. I, Rubin, v'chazaka, Rubo Adif. You only say Rubin v'chazaka Rubadiv. V'li Nira, said the Taisa Rosh. V'li Nira, you only say Rubin v'chazaka Rubadiv when they're competing against one another. Here they're not competing. Here the Rov is Ratzon, and the Chazaka will tell me she did it what? Lav Tachtav. So Memelu, when they're not competing, Halacha L'maisa, you don't say Rubin v'chazaka Rubadiv. And therefore the Bavli holds the Cheskes Heter wins, and the Cheskes Heter makes it a what? Allows the Sveik Sveika to work. Okay? It offsets the Rov, and therefore we're back to a Sveik Sveik. Okay? So Memeila, that's the Pshat Lamai said I want. And then one last Nakuda in the second Malach, why did Tosis not hold of the Svara? Why did Tosis not hold of the Svara, Johnny? Because Tosis held there was a Cheskes Aguf that destroyed the Cheskes what? Cheskes Heter. And we blibed the Zakasha, why did Tosis Rosh ignores the Cheskes Aguf? So he asked me to go over this, so we wanted to go over this. But Tosis says the Cheskes Heter is destroyed by the Cheskes Aguf. Memeila, if the Cheskes Heter is destroyed by the Cheskes Aguf, therefore Lamaisa, you have to what? You have to say Halacha Lamaisa, and that's what you know the Rosh said, Ruba Vachazaka Ruba Adiv, Memeila, 6 year old, she's also take care of sex vaka. No, the Bavli holds that what? The Cheskes Heter offsets the what? The Rov. Maybe we go back to Sfeik Sveika. That's why the Bavli holds it's good. Aye, Lamaisa, why didn't Tosis hold like this pshat? Why didn't Tosis hold on this Svara? Lamaisa? Why did Tosis have to stand on his head and say it's a Rov Drobonon? Because the Cheskes Aguf. Cheskes Aguf Lamaisa destroys the Cheskes Heter. So Memeila, you really should be stuck. So Tosis was forced to say the Rov is the Rabbanon. We were just bothered by why the Tosis Rosh ignored the Cheskes Aguf. So that's the second Mahalach. Okay, we got that clear? Johnny, you got it? Johnny asked me to go over, we went over. Okay? You got it? Clear. Okay. Very good. Third Mahalach now, guys. Based on Ezra and Yossi's Kasha of yesterday, and they worked it again in Seder. You got me, Ezra? You got it? Okay. I want you guys to chop this. I thought about this when we did the Tosis, but they brought it out. Lamais, I did not articulate it. If you look in the Tosis inside, guys, do you remember? Tosis said, let's destroy the Sveik Sveik in the Gemara, right? Based on what? Rov Ratzel. What did Tosis answer? The Rov is the Rabbanon. So I'm thinking to myself like this. If the Rov is the Rabbanon, let's go back to what Tosis said earlier. What did Tosis say earlier? When did Tosis bring in the Rov? On the case of Eishes Yisrael, where there was one Safek, Tosis asked, I wish you have a Cheskes Heter. Yeah? What was Tosis' answer to that Kasha? That if she was raped, there would have been a kol. And there was no kol. And Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adiv. But Tosis later in the Tosis calls the Rov the Rabbanon. No? Tosis called that Rov the Rabbanon. So now you've got to go back and say, oh, when you said Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adiv, to tell me the Cheskes Heter shot up, but now it's only a Rov the Rabbanon. You hear what I'm saying? That means a Rov de Rabbanon, you're going to have to rework that in Tosos, no? I meant to say it in Shir, but I forgot. And Ezra and Yossi brought it out this morning. You guys understand what I'm saying? Once you say the Rov is de Rabbanon, you got to go back and say, oh, Tosos used that principle to answer the Kasha Cheska Setha Labayli. No? So you're saying a Ruben de Rabbanon beats out a Chazaka? It's weird, no? So I think what you got to say is like this. The Ruba de Rabbanon, as you with me? The Ruba de Rabbanon stops the Chazaka, right? But ultimately your Psak is based on what we said last week, Sveika D'Yiraisa L'chumra, because Eishes Yisrael is all one, Chusu B'Shal Shem is all one Suffolk, right? It's, instead of two Sveikas, it's one Suffolk. So it's really Sveika D'Yiraisa L'chumra. So it's not that the Ruv de Rabbanon beat out the Chazaka, but it's enough to stop the Chazaka from working in order for you to say Sveika D'Yiraisa L'chumra. Do you hear what I'm saying, Daniel? Wait, you hear what I'm saying? That's what I want to say. Okay? That's what I want to suggest to answer that kasha. Daniel, you got me? The Rov, the Rabbanon, not that it beat out the Chazaka, Ruv Zeradif, but what it does is stop the Chazaka from working Cheskes Heter, and then you have one Savik, say Savik, the rest of L'chumra. Now, you recall yesterday in one of the Mahalchim we had, you remember one of the Mahalchim we had? I think it was the fourth Mahalach. I don't remember what number it was. You remember we had yesterday that you remember the Shita B'Kubetz says Kasha? What was the Shita B'Kubetz says Kasha? Pinchas on the Gemara of Savik Tachzim, you should have Cheskes Aguf directly on the Gemara. You remember that?
Yeah.
So the Shita B'Kubetz says the Cheskes Aguf is bad because she really should be Mizan after the Nisuin. We know that wasn't the case. So the whole thing is as a race, you threw it out. You remember that? And then we gave an answer that Kasha doesn't start because the Sveika beats out a Chazaka, Cheskes Aguf. But we said, according to Gedolah Achronim, Shev Shemaitze, Pnei Yoshua, Rabbi Kiveger, Shev Shemaitzer, Rabbi Kiveger, and Chavis Das, that the only time a Sveik Sveika beats out a Chazaka is when what? Is when the Chazaka attacks both Sveikas. Then the Sveik Sveika wins. But if it only attacks one, right? If it only attacks one, the Sveik Sveika loses. right? Remember we said that? So Ezra and Yossi said to me, they said, oh, Rebbe, it only attacks one, it can target one, then it loses the Sveik Sveika. So what's going on here? What did Tosa say? That if you have a Sveik Sveika, the Rov the Rabbanan loses. If you have a one Sufek, the Rov the Rabbanan wins, right? Now we just got through saying that a Chazaka can beat out a Sveik Sveika if it targets only one of the Sveikas, Chazaka, right? Didn't we say that? And now we're saying that a Rov de Rabbanan beats out the what? Chazaka. So they asked me, Rebbe, what's going on? If a Rov de Rabbanan can beat out a Chazaka, yes? If a Rov de Rabbanan can beat out a Chazaka, yeah? If a Rov de Rabbanan can beat out a Chazaka, shouldn't a Rov de Rabbanan be able to beat out the Sveik Sveika? Because a Chazaka could beat out a Sveik Sveika if it targets one. So let the Rov de Rabbanan be out, the Sveik Sveika that targets one. And therefore, up kafreg the whole Gemara. I thought that was a good, it's a great kasha. But it really emanates to how you learn up the Torah. Everyone chop that again? Want me to say it again? Let's say it again. After you learn Tosus says that it's a Rov de Rabbanan, you got to go back to say, when did Tosus bring in the Rov? He asked the kasha cheskes heter, right? In the original, by Eishes Yisrael, is the second kasha after Shemon Ischadu is, oh, Nukba Becheskes Heter. What's his answer to that? What's his answer to that, Daniel? His answer to that is that what? That there's a kol, right? A kol when a woman gets raped. Ruva Chazaka Ruadif. But later in the Tosh, you call that Rov de Rabbanan, Pinchas. That means a Rov de Rabbanan is going to beat out a Chazaka. So how do we fix that? We said it means that it doesn't let the Chazaka work. So you go back to Sovereignty Rais Lukum. But if you say Rov de Rabbanan beats out a Chazaka, remember we said yesterday, according to many Gedolei Achronim, that a Chazaka can beat out a Sveik Sveika if it targets one of the two Sveikas only? Remember we said that? If a Chazaka can target one of the two Sveikas and win, then a Rov de Rabbanan, which is better than a Chazaka, should be able to what? Beat out a Sveik Sveika if it targets only one of the two Sveikas. And it's only targeting one of the two Sveikas here. So why can't you say the Rov de Rabbanan that David Ratzon should upgefreg the whole Gemara? Upgefreg means ask, should implode the whole Gemara. No? That's what they're asking. Ezra, you got me? We're saying over your capture, you got me? So I think the answer is based on what we said. The answer is based on what we said. The truth of the matter is this is weak. A Rov de Rabbanan means it's weak. It's weak, guys. It's weak. All it can do is tell me it stops the Chazaka from working. But at the end of the day, it's a Sveik in the Reis L'chumra. That's all Taisa said. He never said the Rov de Rabbanan beat out the Chazaka. No way. It's a weak thing. Oh, but Rebbe, a Chazaka can beat out a Sveik Sveika if it targets one of the two Sveikas. A Chazaka forces the Raisa. And if it targets one of the two, Itaka would win. But a Rov de Rabbanan never wins, even if it can target one of the two. You follow me? It never wins. It never can win. It's only the Rabbanan. And even if it targets one of the two, still the Sveik Sveika will overpower. That's what I said. I hinted to you yesterday. Cheer. The Rove is the Rabbanan, and it's weak, guys. You have to say like that. But I'm just thinking to myself. I was thinking this morning about Smedish in the office before Shear. I was just thinking to myself because I mentioned it last week. At the end of the day, is this Eish Yisrael Pukusu Ba'al Shal Hashanim Asr Mid Rabbanan or Asr Mid HaTayra? The fact that the Rove the Rabbanan stops the Chazaka from working, but then it allows you to get to a Sveika D'Oraisa. But that was because of a rabbinic impact. You know what I'm saying? It was Din the Rabbanan that stopped the Chazaka from working, which allows you now to say Sveika D'Oraisa L'chumra. It's a strange construct. Do you call that D'Oraisa? Do you call that the Rabbanan? I would be noted to say that's called D'Oraisa. I would be noted. But I think that's the answer to that kasha. That's why it's a D'Rabbanan thing. It's weak. That's, I think, the answer to that kasha. So that's the one. That's the third mahalik that I wanted to suggest to you. Okay? We got that, Clort? Yes, Daniel, go ahead.
Marin Kedushin.
Yeah.
That the source group of Chazak group of other. Isn't yes. That over there? Doesn't Tosfos call that a Rov de Rabbanan? And that's why.
That's why we don't burn it, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Right.
There, the Gemara is calling it group of Chazak group of other.
Right, but it only wins Mid Rabbanan. That's why we don't burn it. So you're saying that in a Hanami the whole Gemara here should be Mid Rabbanan, you're saying. Okay, Daniel's saying to me, saying, Rebbe, you know what? If Tosfos called the Gemara in Kedushin, Rubi v'Chazaka Ruadif only Mid Rabbanan, we didn't burn it, the Truma. So why don't we say it here? So you're making a great point. Daniel's saying, and maybe what I said last week is right. Maybe that according to the second Teretz, Eishes Yisrael, she's only Asa Midrabanan. And Eishes Kohen is Asa Midrabanan. So there is a big nafka between the two Terutzim. Maybe. I hear what you're saying. You hear what I'm saying a little bit, though? I'm saying it's a rov de Rabbanan. This allows the Chazaka to work, and then allows you to say Sveik Yidreis L'chumra. You know what I'm saying? See, over there you can say Sveik Yidreis L'chumra. You're still not going to burn it, because you're not allowed to burn Truma Tahora. The stakes are high. You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying you could still say over there, it was a rov min de Rabbanan. That's why we don't burn it. But I'm saying the stakes are high there, because... Yeah, because if the truma is tahara, you're not allowed, it's an issue to burn truma tahara. Not allowed to waste it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I'm saying it's not necessarily a raya from that gemara.
You're right.
It's only midrabanan. But I'm saying there, lamaisa, here you got no stakes. You just aser her. This is all gamble. Over there, if you burn the thing, you're being over an aveira. You know what I'm saying? Here, you're not over an aveira by asering it at all. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying so.
What do you do with it?
You just leave it there. You leave the truma there.
So it's kind of like the same thing. You're making it us there. You're just not burning it.
Right.
So here, like, we won't necessarily...
No, but I'm saying...
I'm not going to give her chenek here.
Right, but I'm saying that psak also might... What might be behind that psak is also sveik yidreis l'chumra.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm saying you're not going to burn it based on sveik yidreis l'chumra because the stakes are high. You follow me?
Yeah.
So I'm saying what might be behind this psak is also sveik yidreis l'chumra.
Yeah.
You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're saying a good horror. I'm just struggling with that. Can we say it's the Rabbanan? It could be you're thinking about it more. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're more right than I am. That it's maybe only the Rabbanan. But it's something to think about. Okay? So I want you guys to think. Very good. Okay. Now we can go fight the Bakmori. Let's go, guys. Okay? Let's see fight the Bakmori. All right? Let's see inside. We got it? Let's go, guys. We got a lot to do. All right. Let's go. My Kamash Malan. Zach, go ahead. Why don't you read the Gemara? Let's go. Test them off. My Kamash Malan. Let's go. Everyone got it? Let's go. My Kamash Malan means what?
What is it going to teach us?
Yeah, what's the Chiddush of Rabbi Elazar the Amayr? What on earth is his Chiddush? We already have a Mishnah. Tanina. Is this a Mishnah or a Brisa? I think it's a Brisa. Go ahead. It's a Mishnah? Good. Okay, I'm sorry, guys. A Mishnah. Very good. I'm proud of you guys. Where's the Mishnah? What daf? Samechayim and Beis? Samechayim and Aleph. Excellent, guys. Go ahead. So my Kamashma was the Chiddush. Go ahead. Oh, she denied. He says we're married with Adam. Keep in mind he said Adam. She denies it. What's the din? He's also, she's Mutta with his relatives because she claims she never got married. He's also with his. There's a din of Shavi and Afshe. Go ahead. Great kasha.
Kimle.
Over there, he's definitely Kimle. He knows what Kiddushin is, right? Kesef Shtar Obi. He knows what he did. Go ahead. Aval Hacha. Yeah. Here you're talking about even if you're Makadosh with Bia, you know you had Bia. Here we're talking details of Bia, right? So here he's not a Baki. So go ahead, I would think maybe he's not believed. Go ahead.
Kamash Malan, but he's believed.
Oh, what are the two ways, guys, to read the Kamash Malan? What do you say, Avram? Go ahead. Just conceptually.
Either you say that Kamash Malan, we consider him there's the same status of Kimlet. Like by the
meaning Kamashman
that he knows for sure.
Kamashman that he's a Baki, excellent. Or no. What's the other way?
That Shadinashi works even
himself. Even if he's not a what?
You're not a Baki.
Excellent. Excellent, Avram. Very good. Two ways to read the Gemara, even before you look in the Rishonim. You gotta be in tune to that. What was the Chiddush of Elazar Shalom? Was it to say that what? Even though he's not a Baki, or say it like Avram the order he wanted to say it, Kamashman is a Baki? Kedushin's obviously to be a Bucky. You just got to know your Makadosh. Kesher Shtar be it. But here are the details. No, Kamash Malan, you're a Bucky. Or no, maybe he's not a Bucky. He's still Nehman. Excellent. So, Lamaisa, let's get down. There's 2 days in Rishonim how to read this. Okay? The Shita Megubetz, as I gave you, says Pshat in Rashi. Okay? That even if he's not a Bucky, he's believed. Midin Shavya Nafshe. That's how the Shita learns Pshat in the Gemara. In Rashi.
That's what he learns Pshat in Rashi?
Yeah, that's what he says Pshat in Rashi. That's what he says, Bedas Rashi. What'd you say?
In Seder, we had the opposite.
Okay, well, Daniel and Gabi brought up, when we get to the Maskanas of Gemara, I want you to keep it in mind, because what's the Lashon Rashi, Daniel? Barulo, right? When we get to the Maskana, it says Barulo. So Daniel was asking Rebbe, isn't that a bit of a steer? So again, the Pnei Yoshua says that even though he's not a Bucky, you're an Emma. You follow me, Zach? But the end of the Gemara, Rashi says Barulo.
Where's Rashi
at? Rashi towards the end of the Yomad there. Two lines on the bottom of the Yomad. Sorry, Dover Barulo. Once we say Pesach Masu is like Shnei Edim, it's a Dover Barulo Shenivolo. So Daniel and God were asking, good, how does that jive with the Pesach? So I thought the Pshat might be is, Al Pidin, we treat it Dover Barulo Shenivolo. You know what I mean? Al Pidin. But
what does
Nehemiah say? No, the Shita Megubetza says in the Rashi that we just said, he says, like you said it, even though the guy's not a buck, he's Neman, the second approach of which you said it. He says it in Pshat and Rashi. So Daniel and Gabi asked me, they said, Rebbe, the end of Seder, I mean, the end of the Seder, they point out to me, the Maskanas Gor Shari Barlo, Shenivolo. That's Mashma that he was what? You know, you could say, Gabi and Daniel, you could say that it's a Dover Barlo, but maybe he's not. He's still not a buck. You know what I mean? He might think he's a buck, but he's not a buck. That's what I was thinking. You know what I mean? But your kasha, I think, is better than my teretz. You follow what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Unless you say that the maskana, that the, from the havamina, this is still the havamina, even though it's an answer to the chiddushes, but that eventually is going to change too. You know what I mean? Maybe you could say, you know what I'm saying, Daniel? Maybe in the maskana, it took a change and he is a baki. But that's what the shita says in Rashi.
Where did you get that from?
I don't know. I think in Rashi, it's mashma like that. Go ahead, Zach. Read the Rashi there. No, the Vadai, read the Rashi, the Vadai Kimle. No, the Vadai, the Vadai.
The Vadai Kimle, Shikidisha.
Shikidisha, Avahuad. Vahacha, Ema
Mitoch, Shikidisha, Ayah, Vader Bucky, Megamadalo Kimle, Kisavar Shemach, Kisavar Shemach, Kisavar Shemach, Kisavar Shemach, Kisavar Shemach, Kisavar Shemach, Kisavar Shemach,
Kisavar Shemach, Kisavar Shemach, Kisavar Shemach, Kisavar Shemach, Kisavar Shemach, Kisavar Shemach, Kisavar Shemach, Kisavar Shemach, Kisavar Shemach, Kisavar Shemach, Kisavar Shemach, Kisavar Shemach, Kisavar. He thought he was. You get the impression from Rashi, he's not a bucky, no?
Kamashma is a bucky.
Okay, all right, you're right.
That's what you're saying.
I don't know, it's drastic, though. It's drastic to change.
You mean that's the proof of the Kamashma?
Could be. But you get the impression the way he's building it up, the Kamashma, nevertheless, you're still awesome. That's the impression I get. So that's what Daniel and Gabu said. The impression was in the Havamin, it was, you know, he's not a bucky, Kamashma. Even though he's not a bucky, he's awesome. Like the Shita Taka says. I thought that it was Meduyuk like the Shita. But they're pointing out, good, what happens in the Barulo? Either you could say it changes, or you could say Barlo, he thought it was Barlo, but he's not what? Still not a bucket, it's still us. Alpidin, it's Barlo. Alpialoche. But not Lamaisin, in, you know, the facts wise.
I think you could definitely say all the way around.
Could be. It's more drastic, though, to say that. I don't want to argue with the Sheikh. You know what I mean? Daniel's pointing out, it's good. Daniel's pointing out as well. What did Tyson say on base? Good. What did Tyson say on base in Aleph? Good, everyone's on the ball. I'm proud of you guys. What did Tyson say on base in Aleph? Dimasco Sheen. Tyson said that what? In the first terrace, Daniel, you mean? The first terrace, he said that what? To say that you were a bucky. Well, that was on the base. It wasn't on Amid Aleph. Okay, but that was on Amun Beis. We're not Amun Beis yet with Abaye, you know what I mean?
Why do we care about Amun Ron?
Okay, I'm just saying that was Abaye, though. What I'm saying is that Abaye said that. Maybe in Amun Aleph, we're not up to
reading,
Abaye.
But he was reading Shita's Rashi.
Okay, so Daniel's referring to Tyson Beis Amun Aleph that says that Abaye was of the opinion of Jeremy Arayther that Rabbi Lozer was saying the guy was a bucky. And it's within Rashi. Daniel's making a great point. It's within Rashi that he was a bucky. But I don't know. I would respond to you, Daniel. Number one, that's Abaye. We didn't get up to Abaye. Number one. Number two, I would say we didn't even get up to the Maskana here in Amud Aleph. And Rashi says, Barulo, maybe that switch is made when you get to the bottom when Pesach Mezuzah Kishnei Edim Dami. I think that's Mistaber. Let's say it like this. That the Shita is saying at this point in the Gemara, even though he's not a Baki, and we think it's Meduyik and Rashi like that, even though he's not a Baki, Kamashma, it's Usher. And then what the Rashi, the Taniel and Gabi point out at the bottom is already, it switches in the Maskana. Once you introduce that Pesach Masudas, it's Kishnei Edim Domi. Whoa, that's scary already. If Pesach Masudas Kishnei Edim Domi, Al Pidin, he's a Dover Bar alone. Then it switches. That's the way I'd like to say it. Okay? But Avram and Daniel's point is excellently well taken. Very good. But I want to say that you could say the Tosfos lefi that maskana. And Avram wants to say it even in the Havin. I'm saying not that way. My impression was, is that, you know, he's saying, ain't a buck, and then it's us. Shimon, you had a kash? I'm sorry. Okay, you got me? I think that's the poshness in the Rashi, guys. Okay? Comes along, one sec, guys. Comes along the Ritva, let's just pin it down. Let's get it down. Comes along the Ritva and says, no, the Kamashman is that he's a bucky. The second way, Kamashman is that he's a bucky. I had a Havim, he's not a bucky. Kamashman is a bucky.
Is Ritva saying that in Rashi?
No, Ritva's saying on his own. Make him Kimle. Make him Kimle. He's saying, make him Kimle, Lamaisa. And he's saying, Beferish, that it's what? That it's good. Now, I have, Baruch Hashem, I was able to write this, write a sefer for my father-in-law's 10th yard site. I don't know, it ran out of print. Maybe one time we'll reprint it. But Lamaisa, in the Haktamah, there's, I quote from a great Rosh Yeshiva, the Rosh Hashem of Gurevitz. There's Rosh Yeshiva in Gateshead. It's a great goal. He wants to say the following shtickle, guys. Listen to this. It's totally on Shavya Nafshe. Is Shavya Nafshe mitam neder or mitam nemonis? If it's mitam neder, so even though the guy's not a bucky, usher. If it's mitam nemonis, you better read the Kamashman that he's a bucky. Let's get it down. Again, Nachman. Machlokes Rashi and the Ritva were saying this point of the Gemara at least. What's the Kamashman? Rashi, the Shita is that even though he's not a bucky, usher, he's believed. The Ritva says the Kamashman, he is a bucky. What's the Machlekes? Rashi holds your Shavi Nafshis Midin Neder. Even though you're not a bucky, you're Takanema. Ritva holds Shavi Nafshis Tam Neman is the only time you're Neman is if you're a bucky. That's what he wants to say. Now,
that's
the Rosh Shari. Rav Gurevitz, that's how the great go. He said in his Haktamah, you'll read it if you ever see Haktamah, he said it's better to know 25 blot in the Masechta Ba'amkis than knowing the Masechta Bibikis. Because if you know those 25 blot in the Amkis, you probably know the whole Masechta. But if you're doing everything Bibikis, okay, that's his day. But Lamaisa, that's what the Amul shall tell you. Now,
it's a separate say from Ksuvas?
Yeah, different Masechtas. Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, yeah. It bothered, he quotes a story with Reb Chaim there. I wrote it in Haktamah. Yeah. Reb Chaim, it never bothered Reb Chaim if he forgot where a Gemara was. What bothered Reb Chaim is if he forgot the smoothing that's found in Shas. That means he's not thinking well. That's what bothered him. You follow me? Okay, you look it up. Now we've got the computer. You'll find it. But a svore, that's the story that he quotes. Okay?
How does he do it one more time, right?
Yes. He wants to say that the way you learn the Kamashman is totally how you learn Shavi Nafshe. If Shavi Nafshe is the nether, so even though the guy's not a bucky, like the sheikh that says in Rashi, is still Neman, it's awesome. Me the nether, I don't have to be a bucky. Okay, I'll say anything I want. But if you hold it's me the Nemanis, through it for, then Lamaisa only is Neman if he's a bucky. He wants to say it's totally how you learn of Shavi Nafshe. Now, If I recall correctly, I don't think we said the favors, but I think we did mention Rashi in the beginning is master that it was Nemanis.
Yeah.
Rashi was master that it was Nemanis, but that we could say the Fida Maskana, Dover Barlow. The Dover Barlow. So even in the Maskana, Rashi holds that what?
You can't say that you would be Neman.
No, you have to be a bucky.
Maybe it's teaching us that he's Neman even though.
Yeah, that's usually something. Not though, because it's a koyach, Avram. It's a koyach. It's a koyach of Nemanis. So I'm saying, even if you want to say Rashi does hold in general, Shavu Nafshe within Nemanis, even if you want to say that, Lamaisa, that could switch in the Maskana when Rashi is Dover Barlow. So I'm just saying, at this point in the Gemara, that's how we can be Mazur with this Machlaikis.
Or Fitzgerald Avram said that was the Havim, and he's not a bucky.
Right, but I'm just saying, if you learn the koyach of Nemanis, Gab, it's Mistabra only if a guy's a bucky in that area. If a guy's not a doctor, Lamaisa, he's bucky, then it's, you know, it's not Shaykh. If you're not a sheikh, you know, you have no nemanis because you've studied the dinim. Rav mumchin tzashchita. If it's not a sheikh, how can I? You know, I have no nemanis. Okay, that's what we want to tie. I want you to get this nakuda. Interesting nakuda. Okay, but more than this, you always got to ask yourselves. Yes, Ezra, you've been patient.
Sorry,
you have, and I want to go vayka, but I'm asking. You want to go ahead? Real quick, go ahead.
You know, just trying to understand.
Yeah.
When we say, if we say that is, the Kamash Malan is that he's Baki,
yes.
Is that saying that Kamash Malan, the case is that he is a man who is Baki, or is it Kamash Malan that all people are Bakiim in this?
That's a good question. I would say the latter. The Kamash Malan is not just about this guy, but anyone who makes the claim, Pesach Basuch, we believe him that he's a Baki. It's a good question. That's what we would assume. Okay? So you're saying good. Well, that's a machlokes in Amoraim, according to Rashi. Taisus said there's no machlokes. He would be Nema. Remember we had that machlokes Rashi Taisus? Okay. Let's get to the next Nakuda. Whenever in Shas you guys have an Amorous statement, and the Gemara says, what on earth is your Kiddush? It's a Mishnah. It's a Brisa. You got to ask yourself the following. Let me ask you, what propelled the Gemara to ask my Kamash Malan? It's a Mishnah Kiddushin. There's another Kiddush, though. Maybe there's another Chiddush. So Rabbi Kivager and the Noda Beauty ask the following kasha. Please get it. An eyes in the kasha. They ask, according to the Rambam, that Safik derises min Raisa Lakulam and Rabbanan Lachumram, this is only us in the Rabbanan. Maybe the Chiddush of Rabbi Lazar Shavi and after works on Yisru the Rabbanan. Remember we discussed that was a Machlaikis. Do you say Shavi and after Yisru the Rabbanan? Maybe that was Rabbi Lazar's Chiddush. What on earth is the Gemara saying? My Kamash Malan. I have a great Kiddush of Rabbi Lazar. The Shavi Nafshu works on the Yisud Rabbanan. This is the Kasha of the Rabbi Kivager and the Drush of Kiddush and the Noda of Yehuda Madura Tinyani Ordea Simon Lamanches.
What's the Rabbanan
though? Suffix Diraisa, Midraisa Lakula. Every suffix on Asim in the Rabbanan. Midraisa is Makal Ram Mashita. Remember Ezra Diraisa. Suffix Diraisa, Midraisa Lakula, Rabbanan Lachumra. Rabbanan or Machmer. But it's only Yisud Rabbanan. So Lamaisa. That's the kasha I want you guys to get down. You always got to think to yourself, my Kamash Malan. I have a Kiddush already. Yes, El. Yeah, in other words, what's the premise of the kasha, my Kamash Malan? What's Rabbi Lazar's Kiddush? It's a Mishnah and Kiddushin, right? We're asking, it's not a Mishnah. The Mishnah here is talking about Nisid the Yeraisa. We're talking about Nisid the Rabbanah, according to the Rambam. The Rambam is Tzavik the Yeraisa, and Yeraisa the Lekulam, and Rabbanah the Lechumrah. So Shavi Nafsh is Asr on the Nisr of the Rabbanan. That's a Kiddush. We had a Machlaikis about that last week. So that's Rabbi Lazar's Kiddush. So what, Lamaisa, what's the Rask in my Kamash Malan?
Isn't this a Safik Doraisa?
But the Rambam Shita,
I know the
Ezra.
I'm saying that practically when the case is only Zerat, so
no, according to the Rambam, we're talking about in the case where he's believed. There's only two cases where Rabbi Lazar says he's believed. Those cases, one Safik. One Safik, Safik Doraisa, and Lekulam, and Rambam Lekulam. John, you got the Kasha? You're tired, Johnny. Come on.
No.
You got the kasha? You got a chlor?
I thought what you were saying when he says us, when he comes.
What's the Gemara asking? My Kamash Malan Rabbi Lazar. That's what's your Kiddush? It's a Mishnah. It's not a Mishnah. The Mishnah's talking about Shavi Nafshe and Anissa D'Yeraisa. He said, Ki Dashtich. I'm as Makadish you.
Why did
you
learn the Gemara?
Don't
you say Stam?
He's asking Lafi the Rambam. The Rambam's got to learn the Gemara. Every Rishon's got to learn the Gemara. Lafi the Rambam, there's a Kiddush. That's their kash on the Rambam. Rambam's against the Gemara, they're asking. Pinchas, you got me? Lafi the Rambam, how does he read the Gemara? Oh. So, a few terutz in this kash. Let's get it. So Rabbi Kivager himself in the Drush V'Chiddush says, it was borrowed to the Gemara that you can't be machalak to Nisi D'Rais and Nisi D'Rabbanan. Gemara held us, no, it's Pashat. Shavi Nafshe works on Nisi D'Rais and Nisi D'Rabbanan. That's what propelled the Gemara to ask Mike Kamash Monsak. It's poshut. Okay, fine. That's one teretz. That's one teretz. So we taka said, halacha l'maisa. I mean, that's mechudish to us, because we had last week Avram the Ro'ah that said, you don't say Shavi Nafshe and Yisud Rabbanan. Okay, but that's what Rabbi Kivager writes. I want you to get in your notes. He said it was a double poshut, the Gemara, that every Shavi Nafshe works on both the rights of the Rabbanan. We had a Ro'ah last week that said, you don't say it on the Rabbanan. Okay, fine. Maybe that's why the note of beauty gave a different teretz. What is the Noda Beuda's terence? Suck the Noda Beuda like this. Noda Beuda says, here she's a Suffolk Sota. Suffolk Sota is a Suffolk Asimidi Raisa. That's questionable, no, because based on everything that we said, you know, last week, that it, you know, you only say Suffolk Sota with by Jeraglaim Ladover, if there's Kinu and Stira. It's a very big Kiddush to say.
The whole Kasha here is.
Yeah, it's a very big Kiddush. Very, very big Kiddush, Daniel, to say like this.
Who says this?
That's what the Noda Beuda wants to say. That it's categorized as a Suffolk Diraisa, Pinchas, as a Suffolk Sota. We said a Suffolk Sota is only generated with Kinyan Sira. Remember, we had all those answers last week. We mentioned even yesterday. It's a Chiddush to say such a thing. Without Raglaim Ladover, there's no Suffolk. Here there's a reis, a pesah basuch. But that doesn't, you know, maybe you could say also there's a rov also as baratzon. There is a rov that she does as baratzon, even though the rov is the rabbanon. There are like svaras you could say that would make it like a suffix sultan. Number one, he claims pesah basuch. Number two, rov is what? You're right, there's no kinyan stira. Okay, but that's the terrors of the no debut. Meaning the kamashaman is it's not an issue of the rabbanon. It's an issue of the reis. She's a suffix sultan. You got me? That's a second terrors. Okay, third terence, Rabbi Kivager says, third terence, Rabbi Kivager says, then he has to go lemaisa for the koil meat. The only hetter, right? The tayyid. Okay. Then the third terence, yeah, the grus koil meat, nerds is wrong. Third terence. What's the third terence of this kasha? So Rabbi Kivager says, and then Oni Gunta says the same thing. This is very interesting. He says he's married. What did the Mishnah say? He's usher to all her relatives. What kind of relatives? The Yeraisa relatives and the Rabbanon relatives. You know, there are cousins sometimes that are, or nephews that are sometimes called a Sheni Bishlishi. A Shlishi, like a Ben Ishto. A Ben Ishto. Like the son of his wife, Lamaisa. It's like, you know, there are different generations. You have a brother-in-law, a sister-in-law. There's like different Krovim that are not just usher in the Yeraisa, but usher in the Rabbanon. When it says Asa Bikrovim, it says Asa even with the Rabbanon. So that's the Gemara's Chiddush. That's the Gemara's Kasha. What's the Chiddush? Rabbi Lazar already assered. In the Mishnah, you see already Shavit Afshar works on the Isurid Rabbanon. You follow me? So that's the Kasha. It's completely from a different direction. What were the first two Terutzim? First two Terutzim were trying to say Shavit Afshar only said by what? Shavit Afshar, you know for sure, is said both by the Yeris and the Rabbanon. So that was the first Terutz. Second Terutz is what? Second terence is the suffix sultan, so it's only by the Yeraisis. What's the third terence? The third terence is the what? Is that the Mishnah condition not just asks the Yeraisis, but also asks what? The Rabbanon relatives. So you should have Nashah and the Yeraisis and the Rabbanon. So what's your Chiddush of Elazar? Okay, fine. The Gemara Nivamas Chaf Bezmanov says that there are rabbinic relatives that are asked in the Rabbanon. That's why whenever you're Eidan Kedusha, the Masada Kedusha should ask the guys, are you guys related to each other? Both the Yeraisa Kiruv and the Rabbanon Kiruv. Okay, good. Very good. Now, Lamaisa, this leads us to the following. You guys got to help me out on this. I was trying to figure out this Paras Yosef. So you got, maybe it's a misprint. I think it is. But you guys help me out with this. Okay? So we got this so far? We got it? That's the Chiddush. Okay. Now, I gave you the Shita Mekubetzes. What does Shita Mekubetzes say on this Kasha of my Kamash Malan? Kamash Malan, that what? What's the Kamash Malan? Even though it's not a bar, we had two ways to read it. But let me ask you a question. And this is what Avram hinted to before. Kedushin is an Isser Vadai. Listen, I claim I'm married to her. This I don't know whether she was Mizana. Shavya Nafshe, we only know from the Mishnah works of Batur Vadai and the Isser Vadai in Kedushin. This is a suffix. How do you know it works? So why is the Gemara saying, my Kamash Wan? It's obvious to Rebbe Lozor saying Kiddush. That Shavya Nafshe works even to ask for something in time suffix. Everyone got that? That's the kasha that the Shita asks.
The Torah says that. What?
What'd you say?
The Torah?
No, the Shita Mekubetzes.
Yeah, but what's the question on my
the question is, what's the my Kamash Malan? The Mishnah Kedushin only says portrays a Shavit Nafshe in case where the Isser is a Vadai. Okay. This is a Shavit Nafshe in a Matzav of a Suffolk. So that itself is a Chish. What are you asking my Kamash Malan for?
Isn't he a Bucky? Meaning, isn't he Bucky and we and he should be trusted just like in this case
commercial and but like you said it's a case of suffix though.
See, maybe the halamina is that it's not that
we don't know. We as Bezdin don't know we don't know Avram. We don't know. It's still a suffix, you know. In our eyes we don't know. There he says Vados and Mary Bahidim and that's a Vados. So I hear what you said, but that's the kasha. So help me out with this, guys. Okay? What's the Paras Yosef's answer? I brought it here to read it inside here. I don't know. Maybe it's a misprint. I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something here with this. You guys help me out with this, okay? So the older Gemaras, you know, they had, you know how they put everything like this now, you know? They put everything, you know, all the Gedolei Achronim like this. They used to have the older shots as they have the Paras Yosef, you know, separate, you know? I like it like that, but okay. Nunu. See, I underlined it here, the Paras Yosef here, on Daf Tesim and Aleph. Okay. Listen to this teretz, guys. Listen. What are the two cases in the world where Avilaz is believed? Two cases. Aishas Kohen. Pulus Bashalom. Excellent. So you know what he says? He says, the Gemara knew the Rav Elazar was only talking those two cases, right? What happens? The Gemara says the Rav Elazar was not talking all cases, only in those two cases. Okay? What happens if you're talking about a combination of both? I don't know why he calls her a Bas Kohen. What happens if she's a Bas? He writes Bas Kohen that herself is less than three. Then there's no suffix at all. Isn't that amazing? I think he means like this. Let's say you take an Aishas Kohen that's less than three. So Aishas Kohen, there's no suffix of onus or ratzon. The only suffix is what? What's the only suffix of Aishas Kohen? Tachtav in or tachtav? But if it's Puchusim Mashal Shoshonim, it's definitely tachtav. So there's no sveikis. So that's where Rav Elazar was talking. Memela, the Gemara says, what's your chiddush?
Maybe he's saying that.
Doesn't mean Bas Kohen. He means Aishas Kohen. I think it's a misprint, no?
Maybe he's just saying.
You hear what I'm saying on this? Yeah. Why Bas Kohen? It's got to be Aishas Kohen that's less than three. It's a combination of both answers. Yeah. So, in other words, we said in the Gemara, Ibai Seyma, right? Yeah. That it's two answers. The way the Poros Yosef is reading the Gemara, no! There's only one case. One case, not two cases. 98%, it's 99%. He's not Neman. Only one case is believed when the Aishas Yisrael is less than three. Then there's not any suffix. Only in that case, Rav Elazar sits down and asks good. In fact, the Gemara, the Mishnah and Kedushin, I think it's a misprint, Ephraim. It should be Aishas Kohen, not Bas Kohen. I want to look, I didn't have a regular Shas at home. You know, I got to look at the regular, the old Shas's. I looked it up, it says Bas Kohen. It shouldn't say Bas Kohen. It should say Aishas Kohen, no? It's breaking my head. The Poros Yosef says the case in the Gemara is Ma'iri with Bas Kohen of Chusuba Shoshonim. Das Lake Oud Savik Klau. Bas Kohen is it means Aishas Kohen. He means Aishas Kohen. You understand what I'm saying, Daniel?
Yeah.
I think he reads as all one answer. It's not two terutzim. It's all one answer. I know.
Really, does he have to be reading as all one answer? He's saying you could come up with a hypothetical case. That they could both be combined, and therefore that's.
I know, but he also is talking about two separate ones, which was one suffix. I'm saying. I understand, but he's trying to create a scenario that Rav Elazar is talking about where there's no suffix at all. That means he had read the Gemara like that. That it's all one case.
So what's the chiddush in doing that?
So the Gemara asks, that's the kash of the Gemara. My kamashman, what's the chiddush in Mishnah? Anyone could say Shavi Nash. I got a piece of meat on my desk. Is it OU or is it ham? It's ham. It's usher. Done. No suffix.
Why does he have to say that it's a case of where there's no suffix?
Because he wants to create a case where there's no suffix at all. Because the Mishnah Kedusha is talking about Isser Vadai. And he was talking about suffix. So he asks, what's the Makamashman? He has his own Kiddush. The Torah says his Kiddush is where there's not even a suffix. Same thing as Vadai. So I'm thinking to myself, first of all, it's got to be a misprint. Second of all, he has to read the Gemara. It's all one answer. What'd you say? I guess. I don't know, Daniel. Yeah. I don't know. I'll read you his Lashon. He says, let me read you the Lashon. He says, the Rav Elazar lohari, farmasika gemara rosa lohari, b'chol gav rak be'eshes koing, ob b'chusus b'ashol tzor, min ken ha'yesh lom, Rav Elazar ma'iri, be'bas koing, u'b'chusus b'ashol shonen, that's like old Soviet club. I guess what he's saying like this is that the Gemara, there's a Rav Elazar and there's the Gemara. Ravina Rashi wrote the Gemara. Ravina Ravashi gave the two cases where theoretically the guys believed. But Rav Elazar himself, Johnny, he was talking about a confluence of both answers. That's what I think you got to say. That it was one case. And if it's one case, the Gemara hacks on him and says, "My Kamash Malan." You following me, Pinchas, what I'm saying?
But what did the Gemara would have said that?
That's what the Gemara is saying. Ravina Ravashi are giving those terutzim.
Well,
they wrote the Gemara.
Ravina
Ravashi. No, now the Gemara is asking Rav Elazar. You, Rav Elazar, are talking about a combination of both. Memeli, you're stuck. Okay, I'm not saying that's not the push-up shot of the Gemara, but that's the way I think he's reading it. So it's not Daniel that the Gemara is definitely two answers. But he himself might have been talking about a confluence of what? of both cases, and therefore, what's the chiddush? The Gemara jumps. Otherwise, you got the kasha. What was the? What do you mean? What are you asking? What the chiddush is? It's obvious what the chiddush is. Mishnah's talking about vadi. He's talking about tzavik. Yeah, go ahead, Pinchas.
We're saying that. Feel the Gemara, there's a Ibai's Amos. So why would the Gemara answer and ask that question?
No, because the Gemara itself wants to give two possible scenarios where Rabbi Lazar's din would be true on their own. Then, Lamaisa, the Gemara asks on Rabbi Lazar's Chiddush and quotes the Mishnah Kedusha. So the assumption being, says the Paras Yosef, that Rabbi Lazar's talking about a confluence of both cases. And therefore, a confluence of both cases, Shav Nafsh is in the case where it's a Vadai. That's what the Mishnah's talking about, a Vadai too. Because there's no suffix in the confluence in that case.
It seems like the Gemara is asking on what Rabbi Eliezer, what he says, which is the which includes Ibai's aim.
No, so that's what I'm saying. I'm saying Rabbi Lazar, when he made his shir klali in his yeshiva, he was talking about Pesach Pasuch Matzati and Nemel Osov. He was talking about a case of an Ashes Kohen less than three, a confluence of both cases. Then the Gemara heard about that and they asked in the base manager, what are you talking about? Makamash Man's a Mishnah Kedusha. Ravina Ravashi, to answer the Kasha Sveik Sveika, give two possible scenarios. You know what I'm saying? But he himself was talking in the Shir Klali about this specific case. I'm not saying it's the easiest reading Gemara, but I thought it was ingenious. But I think it's got to be a misprint there, okay? We got to check the old chassis. But even if it's not, I still think it's... He meant Ashes Kohen, not Bas Kohen.
He said Ashes Kohen right before, so it's not meaning that Ashes
Kohen. Right. But he's trying to say Rabbi Lazar said a different case. Yeah. Okay, good. All right, I'm proud of you guys. Vaita, let's go. Now, Lamaisa, let's take this a step further, okay? The Rishash I gave you here, I did give you the Rishash, yes?
Yeah.
The Rishash here pointed out what Avram was hinted to before. Please get it. The Rishash says, if it wasn't for Rashi, Zach, if it wasn't for Rashi, so you didn't have Rashi's pshat. We want to say Rashi's pshat according to the Shita is that Kamashwan, even though you're not a Bucky, right? You're a Neman. Yes, Gabi? That's what the Shita said pshat and Rashi. Rashi says, I would have said on my own without Rashi's pshat. I would have said the Sugin Kedusha is talking about a Vada Yisr. And the Pesach Pesach is talking about a Safek. And Rabbi Lazar says, Shavin Asher works even on a Safek. And that's what the Gemara means. Vada, Hasam Vadai Kimle, that's a Vadai, Asr the Krovim. Here, making with a little Kimle, it's a Safek. So Lamaisa, that issue, what I'm saying is involved with the Shita Mekubetzes is Kasha with the Ben Poras with the Porat Yosef. So the Rishash actually speaks out. He said if he was being Masbid Gemara on his own, he would just say that's exactly the pshat in the Gemara, that the Gemara is being Mechadesh, that Shavi and Nasha works not just Vada but Betur Safek. So the Rishash actually says that was goof of the Terence of the Gemara, not whether what Kamashma is believe if he's not a Baki. Or Kamashman, he is a Baki. Just say, push it. Shavi Nafshi, I would have thought, only works if it's a Vada. Kamashman works even if it's a Safek. That's how you would have read the Gemara. And that's how he reads Hussam Vada Kimle. Vada Kimle is Vada is also Bekrovasa. Here, make him look at me, it's not a Vada Yisr. I don't think that's the simplest way to read a Gemara. You know what I'm saying? He's reading into the Gemara, Avram, Vada and Safek, and Vada Kimle, and make him Hudalo Kimle. That doesn't seem like objective standards. In other words, the Rishash is saying that Shavi and Nafshi works not just with the Yisr's Vada, but even if it's a Safek, objectively, yes? So he says he's reading that in the Gemara. Hus ma'udat him, husam Vada kimle, Shavi and Nafshi only works when it's a Vada Yisr. Aval haka, make him with a little kimle, but here it's a Safek, maybe not. It's hard to read that into the words. That's what I thought. That's the way they're, because you get the impression in the Gemara, it's a subjective. Is the guy a Bucky or not a Bucky? No. That's the way we read the Gemara, Zach, right? It's not an objective Shiloh of what the scope of Shavi and Nafshi is. But that's what the Rishash said he would have said on his own. Okay, I wouldn't have said that on my own.
Like the
Rishash to me, Rishash a goat. Yeah, go ahead.
If you like the Paras Yosef, you can't. That's not an answer.
What'd you say?
If you like the Paras Yosef, it's not an answer because it's a Vada. Rabbi Lazar is saying a Vada up top also.
It's a completely different way to read the Gemara. Right. The Paras Yosef is going a completely way of reading the Gemara. That the Kamash Malan, no, according to the Paras Yosef, Shimon, the Havamina was he's only said of a Vada. The Mishnah Kedusha is a Vada. There it says, Rav Lazar said even Masav. You could read it in like that. No, because he's not just in the Havamina. They thought I was talking about an Ashes Kohen less than three. Kamash Mani wasn't just talking about that case. He's talking about the other two cases. That's an important point. When we did that Por Yosef, it's all to be mazed with the Havamina. In the Maskana, he's not just talking about that one case. Pinchas, you follow me? Even according to Pura Yosef, it's all a Havamin. What the Havamin was? My Kamashman. When I say Havamin, what was the Kasha of my Kamashman? At the end of the day, his Chiddush is not just talking about Eishes Kohen with no word that's Avada, but even in the case of Safik. I mean, the two Terutzim remain two Terutzim, even the Maskana. It was just as a Havamin that propelled the Gemara to ask my Kamashman. You follow what I'm saying? So even though it is a very, 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 very extraordinary way to read the Gemara, but we can accept it because it's a Havamin. You follow me? It doesn't stick in the Maskana. Even in the Maskana, the two cases are legitimate on their own. It says a Havamin at the Nil. What I mean by Havamin, what was the Kasha of my Kamash Malan? See, there are 2 points in this Gemara. There are like 2 points in the Havamin. There's a my Kamash Malan and there's a Ma'ud Etaimah. So Lomais, that's what the Gemara is saying. The my kamashra, what was your kasha was, that's what the Pura Yosef wants to say. Okay, fine. Very, very good. So we have that's the Chiddush Lomais that we have in what we have in the Gemara. Okay, Vaikta Zach, a little bit Vaikta. Let's go. Go ahead. Now Daniel's going to make a Bez Hashem that you have the Shabbaton March 7th. I hope everyone can make it. So we got to get a Bez Hashem who's coming, okay? All right, so you'll let Daniel know this week, okay? And don't forget Mincha, we'll end Shir before Mincha. I mean, we'll end Mincha before the Zman of Mincha, so don't forget Mincha today. Okay, go ahead. Beis Medrash, I think it's at 2:30, yeah? Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Frek the Gemara.
Me, Rabbi Ezra,
excellent. Who says Rabbi Elazar says like this? Who says Rabbi Elazar says Pesach was good? We have another statement of Rabbi Elazar. Go ahead, Vamra Rabbi Elazar again. Go ahead, I'm sorry. Excellent. He can only ask her, husband can only ask her his wife, if he was Mekanaher and he did, and there was Stira. Ukamaisha Shahaya. Like the story of Bathsheba with Uriah Hiti. Okay. That means you need to have Adam. So there's no way Pesach Pasuch should be good. There's no Adam, there's no Kinui, there's no Stira. Okay? The truth is, by the story of David and Bathsheba, there was what? There was Yichud. There was no Kinui, though. Now let's define the phrases, guys. Okay, let's get it. You got it, Shalom? Let's get it down in the computer. What is Kinui? Kinui is you have a married husband with his wife, and he warns her, "I don't want you to have Yichud with Mr. X." And he warns her in front of two Adam, very clearly. It's a warning. It's not good. The Sforno says you shouldn't be paranoid. Husband shouldn't do it. The Sforno says in Parshas Naso. In fact, the Gemara says in the beginning of Sotah, you should never joke around about it. Okay? You shouldn't joke around about doing Kinui in front of two people. In general, you shouldn't do it. Okay? But that's what Kinui is. It's got to be done in front of two Adam. It's the warning in front of two Adam. Yes, Gabi?
Are you going to do this before you're married?
No. It only works by a married man. Correct. Well said. I'll buy it.
Is in our case before they were married?
No, they had Kedushin. They were married. They had Kedushin 12 months ago. I'm glad you asked me that, right? It's a good point. There was Kinui. Our case so you can have Kinui. You need a married man to do Kinui. What is Stira? What is Stira? Yichud in front of two Adam. They saw them go on a room together. Okay? But what happens? I want you to know this halacha. What happens if you have Kinui and Stira? What is halacha? If you have Kinui and Stira. If you have Kinui and you have Stira, what's halacha? What does that make her? A Safek Sota. She is ushered to her husband until she drinks the Mei Shota. Sarich Lishtot, Mei Sota. In fact, she's Usher and Yichud. Mishnah says when he brings her up to Yishalayim, Mishnah Sota Vavamanaf, he's got to bring two Talmidei Chacham with him. Can't even have Yichud with him until we resolve this issue. Sarach Lishtot, Mei, Sota. That is a Safek Sota, guys. Okay? What is a Sota? Vadai? Adim? Albia? Adim Albia? That is a Sota Vadai. What's the halacha? He's got a divorce or she loses her ksuba. And there is no drinking. I don't care if she wants to drink. We don't let her. You have to know this distinction. Safek Sota, Sota Vadai. There's one other case of Sota Varai, and that is Kinui with Instir, you know, each one had two Adim, the Eid Echad Al Abiyah. What happened to the Eid Echad Al Abiyah? What's it in? Sota, Vadai. Frek the Gemara and Sota, Bezim and Bez. And then Echad is zero. And Kol Torah Kua. Apishnai Menim Yakum Dover. Gemara gives a very important answer. You got to know. Raglayim Ladover. There is proof to the pudding. That she was what? Mezana. There was Kinu and there was Stira. Eid Echad is enough to see the beer. She's a Sota Vadai. He has to divorce. She doesn't drink. Okay? Since there was kinui and there was stira, an eid echad is enough to see the beef. Even though an eid echad normally called to is nothing, but it came after a kinui and stira. There's raglai in the double. There's reasonable suspicion that this is true. Therefore, we accept the eid echad. Okay? So the Gemara says, there's a suffix, so the suffix vade, frek the Gemara of Elazar Soser himself. Now let's introduce the story. What happened by David HaMelech? The story in Navi. Let's get it clear. This story is found where? Shmuel Bey's Perek Yud Aleph. Okay? During the war, Melchemes David and Yoav against B'nai Amon, what happened? He was in his palace, and he saw Bathsheba across the way on the roof. And he was attracted to her, and he sent to have her be brought to him. And he was bowl her, and she became pregnant from that bia. And they sent to David HaMelech that she's conceived. David HaMelech said, send Uri Achiti back home from war so that they can be together, and then it'll be covered up. That he would look like being the father and not David HaMelech. What happened? Uriah refused to go home because he felt it wouldn't be right. While his brethren are what? Risking their lives on the front line. He should go home and be with his wife. We know there are halachas like this. Where's the famous halacha in Tainis? And Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph? It's Asur L'Shamish Mitasa B'Shnei Ra'avon. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to be with your wife during famine years. Unless you haven't had Puruvu. Unless you haven't had a boy or a girl. It's quoted in Tainis Yud Aleph. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. And it's Tainis. Halacha l'maisa. So his brethren on the front lines, he's going to go home and bowl his wife? He refuses. So what happens? David HaMelech tells Yoav, his general, I want him on the very front lines to create a scenario that will be killed. And he surely was killed. He surely was killed. And they send to David HaMelech that Uri was killed. And then David HaMelech takes her in marriage. And that's the story. You got the story, Chlor? Okay? That's the story in Navi. I want to just note to you, I want you to get it down. The Gemara has in Shabbos on Nun Heim and Beis. Let's get it down. Kol Omer David Chata Einu Elatoa. Anyone who says that David sinned is mistaken. We're going to see, but not today, why that's true. Nun Heim and Aleph and Shabbos. Kol Omer David Chata Einu Elatoa. Anyone who says David HaMelech sin is mistaken. We're going to see, not today, we won't get to it, but we'll see Bez Hashem in the coming sukkahs. Why? But I want you to get what the Rav Zatzal said. The Rav said, David is an individual to say that he sinned is mistaken. We're going to see either what? Either he raped her, or he had given a get. So she was a divorced woman, or he had raped her. What do you mean he had raped her? What is the din of Asura Labal, Asura Labal? It's a Mishnah Sota Chav Zayin Raf. If a man is married to a woman, she's Mizana with another guy, she's Asur to the Baal, she's Asur to the Boal. But here, the Boal raped her. And according to one sheet, if he rapes her, she remains Mutter to her husband. Memela, she remains Mutter to the Boal in the event he divorces her if he dies. You got it? So the Rav said, David is an individual. If you say that he sinned, you're mistaken. But as a Melech, this was improper behavior. And that's why we have so many psukim in Tehillim, where he asks, he did tshuva, about kapara. If he didn't do anything wrong, what's wrong? So the Rav is medacting, David as an individual is mistaken if he calls a chayte. But as a melech was improper behavior. Beautiful diuk of the Rav Zatzal. Not feeling the diuk. Not feeling the diuk. What does that mean? What does it mean you're not feeling it? You know it! You know the deal. Not only are you not feeling it, you know it. The Rav the Tzad. That's what you meant to say. Not that you were feeling it, you knew it. You know it. This is what the Rav wanted to say. Okay? It's a beautiful deal. Because he did tshuva. There's so many tzukim in Tehillim that he asked for kapara about it. This is what this the Gemara, not the different madrigas on Rosh Trushi. We're talking is lamdas, is a lamdin. I want you to know it's a lamdin. That's what the Rav said. It's a lamdin. It's a very sharp chiluk. And the Gemara is asking this Avon. The Gemara is asking. He didn't do anything wrong. Up he did. Either he raped her or there was a get.
He raped her. He did something wrong.
What wrong is the fact that he married her.
Lamaisa. Saying
that's what the Gemara says. That's the first teretz of the Gemara.
Yes,
it wasn't Asura Labal, Asura Labal. According to you, Avram, what's the pshat in the Gemara and Shabbos? What do you mean, Enuel Atoa? You're mistaken if you say Shotek. So why are there so many psukim? Why did he do tshuva? You got to answer that kasha. That was the Rav's teretz. The Zechilik is an individual and as a leader. On the books, it was not a chait. You're right. You're asking good. What he raped her is proper? Of course it's not proper. That's maybe part of the what? Part of the tshuva.
So maybe that's a tshuva and not the marriage. Maybe the Gemara was talking about the marriage part and the tshuva was going on.
Could be. That might be another answer. That might be another answer, what Ezra's saying. Ezra's saying maybe he did tshuva because it was apidin. The fact that it was minus wasn't right. But apidin, marrying her wasn't wrong. Okay? But the Gemara is bothered with the actual maisa bia la maisa. Okay? The actual mice, what's the pshat? The Gemara said, how could he go ahead and marry her? That's what the Gemara was bothered by. You follow me? The Gemara was bothered by, like Avram was asking, how could he stay married to her? Asur labal, asur labal. So the Gemara is going to say either it was through a rape, there's no isur labal, asur labal. It's only when she did it willingly, or what? Or because it was a divorce. So Avram's making it, and Avram and Ezra make a good point. I mean, the first teretz is bothersome on it. Maybe that's why he had to do tshuva for as well. But Lamais and Rav wanted to give a different terrace. Okay? Yeah, go ahead. What do you say, Gabi?
If there was kinu and stira, then she gets raped. What's the halacha?
If there's kinu and stira,
then she's
raped. It doesn't make any difference. We've got to find out that she had beer with that original guy. Still got to drink the mesota. Okay? It's a good question, but you still got to drink the mesota in that case. Because we want to know what she was on with that first guy willingly. Okay? You're saying if she was raped by that guy? That's a good question. I mean, usually I would imagine if they went in the room together, we don't assume. You're saying why aren't we choshes that there was a rape? You're saying.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good point. But I think the answer is a reglai with dumber. There was kinui. She went in the stira, so we assume that shafts it in. See, suffix sota doesn't even need that beer. You just as long as you have kinui and stira, it's enough. You know what I mean? You mean if he forced her to go in the room, that's not a legitimate yichud. She's got to go in the room out of her own volition. You follow me? No, but suffix sota is kinui and stira. She goes in out of her own volition of yichud. So that's not a problem. She's usher. Suffix sota. She went in out of her own volition in front of the two eidim. Okay? So that's the din. Halacha lamaisa. She's definitely going in out of her own volition. Yes?
With Gabi's question, if there are eidim that saw her be baal after the kinui and stira, then... what we said is that she can't even drink the
right.
Mesota.
He's got a divorce. She's a sota vada.
But Lafi Gabi's question, why can't we have a chash that it...
That it was a rape, you mean?
And that she wouldn't have to divorce him.
Right. It's a good question, but I the Adim see it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but still, it could still...
I mean, maybe the Adim saw only after she was raped, you mean?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So maybe you could say, like the Teis HaRosh, that the Rov is the Rov Gomer, the Rov HaBaratzon. Or you could say, like our Teis, the Rov is the Rabbanan, but even the Rov is the Rabbanan. But if it's after Kinu and Stira, that's going to be assumed it's the Eraisa. That's the answer.
If you're going to be a qualified Eid test, but you saw there was Bia, then you probably know...
whether it was a rape or not?
Yeah.
Okay. But maybe you could develop a scenario that maybe they wouldn't know. They saw the Bia from afar. So my answer to you is, number one, Rov. The Rov is a Gomer, Pinchas. And number two is, even though it's a Rov, the Rabbanan according to Taisa, but here it's after Kinu and Sir, so it's Ragalayim Ladover. So we assume it wasn't a rape. Okay? That's what you got to say, Lamais. It's a good questions, guys. Okay, so what's the kasha to Gemara? Oh, so the kasha to Gemara is how could Rabbi Elazar say what pesach pasuach? How could Rabbi Elazar say pesach pasuach when you need kinyan and stira like the story bears out? Like the story bears out.
I like what the Fidel says in the back over here.
What did you say?
I like what the Fidel says in the back over here.
Okay, well, what does he say real quick? Because I want to see the terrors.
It looks a little better. He says that...
Yeah, we'll get to the Gemara. There's one shot. You're saying it's the Fidel says it's Pitu Ktana Onesu. Could be. Okay. Then, so if you say it like that, then he didn't really rape him. Okay.
Combining that with the giver get.
Those are two separate terutzim. Let's wait till we get to terutzim. But I was pointing out that there is a shita I didn't remember who was. The chidah says she was a ktana. Pitu ktana. What happens if you hold like the Yushalmi? Pitu ktana lava in the soup. And it doesn't work, right? Doesn't work. Okay. I'll pee aloch. Okay. No. Let's wait till we get to the terutz. Yes, Cesar. Go ahead. Real quick.
Just add on to that. Can you say possibly that she might have done it willingly, but willingly by a king is considered ones because she was intimidated. Like there's a mess with a general in the army who had beer with women, and they said it was considered like rape because they were intimidated.
Uh-huh. So Alpidin, you're saying?
Maybe could she be. Really did willingly, but it's Alpidin is considered ones.
Okay, could be. But that doesn't answer the question everyone's bothered by, that it was not right behavior. You follow what I'm saying? This would answer that is, that was was a pituik tana. So it really was done willingly. Al pidin, we just call it an onus.
Also, never said okay. Sukkim unless that he raped her.
No. This is the Torah Baal Peh. Torah Baal Peh. Torah B'Ksavar was all one chefsa. So this is the first Torah in the Gemara. We didn't get to it yet.
I'm but saying Torah B'Ksavar.
I understand that's our Messiah, Lamaisa. Two Terutzim in the Gemara. There's two terutzim in the Gemara. Was it an onus or was it a get, Lamaisa? But the truth is, you just got to square that with Enoel Atari. Let's wait till we get to the terutz of the Gemara. Let's go slower now. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara is, who does Rabbi Elazar hold, kinyan and stira or not? Okay, go ahead, Zach. Let's see. It is bro. Oh, so what's the kasha? The Gemara gets off on a side tangent. What's a side tangent? Maisha Shahaya, there was kinyan and stira. There was no kinyan and stira. There was stira. There was yichud. David had yichud with him. There was no stira. Uriah never warned her never to have yichud with David HaMelech. Right? It's a great kasha. Go ahead. So that's the lashon of the Gemara. Chi maisha Shahaya, the kinyan and stira of it. I want you to get down. It's really lav dafka. There was stira. There was just no kinyan and stira. You follow me? You got to read the Gemara closely. Okay. For sure there was stira. Okay, go ahead. I mean, the Rashi really hints to that. No, when he says Ritizbro? Look at Ritizbro. Read the Rashi. Oh, you see Rashi when it says kinui. You hear that? There was stira. The cash is out for the kinui. Go ahead, Va'od. Va'od mi asrua. What is mi asrua? No, back to the Gemara. Va'od. Oh, what does that mean? So read the Rashi. This is a hard, go ahead, not hard, but you just got to read it. Go ahead, Va'od. Excellent. What's the marker of that din? Of Asurul Abal, Asurul Abal? It's Sota, in the Mishnah, Chav Zayin and Mebeis, Rabbi Kiva learns of Minatayra, Asher Tista Ish Tachas Isha V'nitma. The Vav of V'nitma comes and tells me she's Asurul Abal. The Vav and parts of a Nassau. And Rebbe says it from a different shot because it says V'nitma Nitma twice. V'kini Asishta V'hi Nitma. So it teases me, one is for the Baal, one is for the Boil. Whenever you're Su'ul Baal, you're Su'ul Baal. That's the din. This is a beautiful shot. David HaMelech went ahead and what? David HaMelech Miasrua. Who Asher Batsheva? Even if Uriyachida was Mekane before the Stira, after the Kinyan Stira, she's a Surah Labal. And here we know we didn't ask her about Sheva Luria. He was ready to go home. He wanted her to go home. Right? David HaMelech, since David HaMelech came to Nonosu LaDavid Al Korka Gam Luria Lonesra. If David HaMelech was mutter for her to marry her, which he did, so obviously she was mutter to Uriah. So what do you mean, Kemaisa Shahaya? This is not a model for anything. It's a stark akasha. Okay. So Lamaisa, let's just start the kasha Tyson. We'll pick it up with that tomorrow. Go ahead, Zach. It's late. Miyamar. Yeah, the Tyson. Miyamar Abel Azar.
Miyamar Abel Azar. Tembo. Hasha di boy le meymar. The low mehema on a fuel of Shabir lech to the surah. Teach the masni the over the isha kedushtika asur grosel.
Oh. So let's close with this kasha thesis. We'll pick it up at their tamadli in that position. How does the Gemara get out of its mouth? Miyamar Rabbi Lazar Haki. Who says Rabbi Lazar says like this? Pesa Basuach. Hare Rabbi Lazar said in another place that you need kinyan and stira all the time. Kumai Shashayim. I don't understand. It means you are basically saying that the only way you can aser someone is through kinyan and stira. What about the Mishnah and Kedushin? What did the Mishnah and Kedushin we said, Ellie? Michael Masham Tanina, if a man says he married a woman in front of two women, he's also her relatives. At this point in the Gemara, as we are saying that what? There is no nemanis unless there are what? King and Stira. Or Aiden. And the Mishnah Kedushin said you don't need any of that. So at this point in the Gemara, how do you read the Mishnah Kedushin? That's the discussion. Tame. It's a tame. Go ahead,
so
Ezra.
But that question, he was also on the Rukrovim, meaning saying he's considered as if he's technically married to her, even though he's not actually living with her. But it's not saying that he says that he's usher to her.
He's saying...
He only make her usher to him.
Doesn't make a difference, though. Are they married, though, or not?
Right, but what I'm saying...
Are they married? It's this principle, you're right, they're different manifestations, but Shavya Nafshe. Yeah. In the Mishnah Kedushin, Shavya Nafshe, he ushers himself to people,
yeah,
to human beings, her relatives.
Right.
Here, it shouldn't work at all.
No, but that's only because Kina Vestira only wants her to make his her... His wife,
okay, we'll see. It's a good point. We'll see. We have to discuss it. That might be one of the territories. Let's see. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Chaz are over. And we'll continue tomorrow. There's a shim. Very good, Zach. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not sure if it's Kino and Steve, right? Maybe he's suffering so bad. Suffering if he's up there or not.
Yeah.
Then why is it not?